The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the spookiest place on earth. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. My other good friend, Chewy. Dogwater Dick back in the studio. We've got a hell of a show for you this week, boys and girls. Calling all the way from Los Angeles, California, is Merkin. And in the studio, we've got the power of resistance.
Talking out of our ass.
Resistance is so futile.
It used to be. It's 1999 now, Rick.
Okay.
Ooh. Thanks. If we're gonna go down that pun road, I'm just gonna kill it with that right now. How you doing, everybody?
What up?
That was a shut ding.
Shut ding.
Uh-huh.
Shut your ding. Keep your ding-a-lings in your pants. Hey, boys and girls, welcome back to the show once again. It's Halloween week. We hope you have a great, great weekend out up there.
Is Zombo with us today?
Oh, yeah, he is in spirit.
Day just means happy.
That's right.
Allegedly.
Zombo's always with us in spirit.
Yeah, Zombo's probably got a busy
week.
Or
in the back of my trunk.
Yeah, here with us personally.
Allegedly.
It's like Hell Week for him, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
Zombo's
oh, it's so true.
In demand.
Well, wouldn't it be Heaven Week?
Oh, yeah.
Heads up, Nick.
He's like scared of heaven. That's why he's a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Vampire zombie.
Right.
Vampire sexually.
Zombie. Excuse me, zombie vampire.
Right.
Wait, Rick, which is it? You're the expert.
Oh, zombie vampire, yeah.
Zombie vampire, okay.
It's trippy.
Well, hi, Zombo. Hope you're having a great week. We love you.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening.
And all of you boys and girls out there, what did you do last weekend, Nick?
Oh, last weekend? We opened up for Guttermouth, Little River Scars.
Oh, hey!
Chewy, you did the whole Jew thing?
Hey,
there were some Jews there.
That was out of context. I said
there
that about
some blacks.
Completely
no,
weird.
You were
there some Mexicans. No.
I was there.
Right
there was
now.
A handful of Jews.
There were some whites. Mm-hmm. It was fun. We all
multicultural
had a good time
crowd.
Together. Yeah, it was great.
The punk rock brotherhood.
There is at least
boundaries.
One Hispanic guy, and he might or might not be in the room with us.
There was a couple of brown dudes.
Oh,
in
wait.
That.
Oh, you mean Nick?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because he's Ramirez. Hispanic. Right. Yeah. I forget.
You know, Italians, you know, a bunch of people.
It was. There was totally some Norwegian girls.
Well, yeah, Chewy was there. Yeah. It was a Wookiee.
Was it an awesome show?
Yeah, it was great, man. The whole night was phenomenal. I mean, Liver Scars had a great opening set, and then STD with seeing Matt Bodie do some dirty old
punk
rock again is really awesome. And Sex Devils were like, you know, like good fat rock and roll and
fast,
funny,
hard and loud
and funny.
Nice.
And then everybody's favorite Guttermouth. Yeah, I'm sure they fucking ripped it. Someone got drunk and I didn't get to stay.
You didn't get to stay, or you don't remember if you stayed?
That's Nick Ramirez, hardest working man in Reno.
If I stayed.
I was only there for probably 20 minutes.
What did you do this weekend?
Friday night I went down to that Wolfpack homecoming parade from the arch to the
quad. I heard that out my window.
It was ripping. It was fucking thousands of people down there.
Nice.
Having a great time. My daughter enjoyed it. Big light parade and a lot of drunk people. Went to the game on Saturday and then went out Saturday night. Went and saw fucking Max Sabbath at Cargo. That shit was rad.
Nice.
That almost was fucking. Went to go see that.
It was a great show.
Nice.
Yeah, it was $5, but that band was so super tight. Played Black Sabbath songs to a T. Just changed all the lyrics to McDonald's shit, and they
are they all dressed up like the characters?
Yeah. The Hamburglar was playing the drums, and Grimace played the bass, and he fucking ripped. And Slayer McCheese played the guitar, and there was a crazy looking Ronald McDonald singing all the songs with a British accent. It was fun. It was really a great show.
God damn, that's awesome.
I
if you ever get a chance to see him, Max Sabbath.
I would have gone out to all that cool shit, but
the zombies were out.
It's making
night
me hungry.
Too.
I was at the Holland Project with the Princess Bombs herself, digging out on their cover Halloween show.
Oh, no rad. Shit.
I got to see Bauhaus.
Nice.
No
I
way.
I got to see the Smiths.
Was it nice. Good?
Oh, it was awesome.
Did they have like a
bands that Rick Sam and Ivan night? Gates band did a Heart cover band that was dead on.
Oh my God.
Did New Order play?
No,
yeah,
New
way
Order
more
did
excited
not
about
play.
The Morrissey and the
D-Light played.
Nice.
Oh. That Riku thought that was pretty fantastic.
Was it techno or did they do it acoustic-y?
No, they did all the like techno stuff and dancing.
So
and
real like drum machines
and
yeah, D-Light was a full on techno.
And you know, Big
Bear
Kyle.
To hear
Rick, you know Big Bear Kyle?
Yeah.
He was there. He was in the D-Light band.
He is so adorable.
Yeah. It's code word for an old
He's
friend.
He's still with somebody, right?
I don't know. He lives in Sacramento.
Oh, that sucks.
It's only an hour away, Rick.
I know. I should get out.
But Rick doesn't leave the house, ever. Much less town.
Which was my weekend. I was chained to karma the entire weekend.
Ooh.
And I forgot what it's like being gangbanged by those guys. My God.
That's right. Penny came over to get away from the
oh,
house.
Oh, fuck. It just, like, it never ends. They just, it's like thing after thing after thing, creative, fucking, let's experiment, let's do crazy
let's
shit.
Let's put pennies in a blender with the microphone.
Yes, and then we're going to, but it needs a metaflanger and a phaser and some tape distortion, and yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we got almost three whole songs done. We're going to finish them tomorrow. And it was fucking really cool. All new stuff that they did. They did some of the songs on the podcast. I think they did all three of them on the podcast.
Cool.
But like nice studio trackage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go check that out, listeners. You can go in the archives anytime.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So all right, real
of great
quick,
shit in the archives.
Before we get to our in-house guests, Resistance, we are gonna take a quick phone call.
Oh,
here.
It is just killing Resistance that they can't talk yet.
Mm-hmm.
They could talk any time. They could just jump in if they had something funny to say. Now
I'm
making
money.
A phone.
Let's
call.
Make a rule with Resistance too, that when they speak, they say this is so and so.
Hello.
Because they're not
Hello.
In the same room with us.
Hey,
Alon.
Alon Berton. How are you, my friend?
Skeleton.
Doing good. How's it going?
It's great. Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world once again. We're excited to see you
it's
in just 10 short days at the Offbeat Fest all over Reno.
Hell yeah.
How's L.A.? What the fuck, man? You bugged me for weeks, and now you're a boring guest. What the hell? Give me something to work
give
with.
Give him a minute.
You're out of here.
He's going to ramp up to it.
Fucking rad, dude. We're out here living the dream, serving drinks to famous people.
But you're getting gigs, though, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, we're getting great gigs. We're regulars at the Whiskey A Go-Go, Viper Room, all that jazz. Just having
Do they tell people they're from Reno?
Do you tell people you're from Reno? Or do you pretend like you're all from California?
Oh, yeah. We're locals, dude. We're
Good boy. Good boy. Figure.
No, actually, we meet a lot of people from Reno out here. I worked with two of them.
Nice.
Coincidentally. Yeah, they all escaped, too.
Don't say it like that. It makes it feel more like a prison sentence.
Well, it feels like that when you're climbing over that fence.
I don't need the reminder.
Oh, no. We really do miss it. Can't wait to come back, man. It's exciting. It's been, over 2 years
Shit,
now.
Yeah.
They
finally took the sign down on the front of that, on the front of.
Rick's yelling in the other room.
Strega.
They finally took the fucking Strega sign down.
It was up till like what, 3 months ago?
Oh, I know.
Like
I
about
somebody,
2 months ago.
Got it.
I think Christian's got it.
Mm.
But yeah,
I drove by, it looked like a regular house. That tripped me out.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks like a regular house. It's weird.
I know. I saw pictures of it.
It's just gray. It's boring.
I know. I'm going to vandalize it when I get back there.
Yes. Yeah. That's
take
what
a
we
big
like
fat shit right on the porch. That's what I feel about you.
Yeah, we missed the whole regular crew, man.
So,
it's cold and coming right out.
So next week, where are you going to be playing at?
Do you get both
we
nights,
are
right?
playing Friday the 6th, I believe, at Studio on 4th.
Nice.
And then Saturday at Jub Jub's.
Hey.
Nice.
Stomping ground.
Yeah.
Homecoming.
How have they grown?
It's a big homecoming party. Stoked. Rick wants
are
to
they
know
better?
How you've grown. I think he's
being crazy.
I about your dick.
If your penis has grown since talking
yes.
to me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It gets longer daily.
And I will apologize to you, Alon, because if it sounds like I'm distracted, it's because Rick is yelling in my ear.
But it sounds good on the show.
What's about Alon's penis?
There's your clip, Rick.
That's going to live forever on this show now.
Who else is there?
Well, we've got the five-piece band Resistance on the show.
They're metal. You've never heard of them.
They're a metal band from Reno. Have been around probably less time than you've been out of town.
Yeah, when you left, none of them could drive.
Rick's saying when you left, none of them could drive.
So. Well, some of us could
drive. I can't drive either. Took my license away.
Hold on, I can't drive either.
Apparently, you go 25 miles over the speed limit and don't pay your ticket. They frown upon that.
Yeah, especially when you leave your car on lawns that aren't yours.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know any. Allegedly, I don't know anything about this.
So how?
I'm not a lawyer or nothing.
How is Jeremy and...
How are the guys? How's Jeremy? How's Dane?
Oh, the guys are doing great, man. We're all...
Are you living in a commune?
Basically. Well, Dane and I actually got a badass spot in Hollywood, right in the middle, like next to Sunset and Vine. And
nice.
Little heroin.
Awesome spot. Yeah, we're playing music there all the time. And
party pad.
Jeremy and... Yeah, Jeremy's living in Hollywood, too, a little, like...
Long
from us.
Nice.
Very cool.
Does Alon have long hair now? I picture him like looking
at
girl.
Yeah, we lucked out, found a great spot.
Rick wants to know if you still have long hair.
No,
pull your pants back up, Rick.
Yeah, on my balls.
That's where it matters.
That's where he was thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Long hair. I wouldn't want to lose my powers.
Does Dane have a beard? I don't know.
Well,
I want to know how different
Dane's,
they are.
Dane's managing the Rainbow,
ooh,
which is a really cool spot.
That sounds
like
gay.
Do you guys says that sounds really gay.
Do you guys see Lemmy
right
all
up
the time?
Dane's alley.
Ask him if they see Lemmy.
Way up his alley.
Ask him if he sees Lemmy.
Do you see Lemmy? Nick wants to know.
Oh, all the time. We see Lemmy and Ron Jeremy at least 4 or 5 times a week. Ron Jeremy's always fucking passed out, and people are taking selfies with him while he's
sleeping. That's awesome. That's a pretty fun life.
That's excellent.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy's going to be in our music video once we get it.
Yeah.
He's apparently, he holds the world record for most music video cameos.
I imagine.
Keep that going.
Nice.
Make sure nobody takes him over.
I've seen him in some.
Well, hey, man,
good out here.
Well, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you guys next week. That's going to be Friday and Saturday night at Studio and Fourth and Jub Jubs, the amazing Merkin here in Reno for the Offbeat Festival. Please check out details at offbeatfest.com. Alon, it's good to talk to you, buddy. I can't wait to give you a big hug this weekend.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Talk to you guys. Have a lovely evening. Enjoy your high school metal band interview.
Way to not be patronizing you, Hollywood dick.
More like fancy pants.
They're listening, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Check out the show.
Are they in college? They're not in high school? I'm sorry.
Not anymore.
I didn't
know. None of you are actually still in high school.
At least they went to high school.
Yeah, at least some of them graduated a lot.
Most of them even graduated.
And they all used their real name, too.
Yeah.
Coming up.
And none of them felt the need to respell their names and get rid of their slave name.
Yeah. Well, they'll learn.
Elijah. They'll learn. Smile.
All right. I love you, brother. We'll see you soon.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was rad.
Yay!
So like those guys are actually doing it up Hollywood style.
Alon.
Alan Burton.
Yeah, good Alan Burton. Not Alon Burton.
That guy's not even French.
Face faggot!
Oh my god, do that again.
Okay, so this is Karma fucking over the weekend. They were doing a backup, the four of them. And out of the blue, I said, wouldn't it be funny if you guys said face faggot? And they just...
Face faggot!
It's Rick.
So it's a four-part harmony.
Face faggot!
Oh, we need more of that. We need all of our names.
Face!
Well, we got to go through. We did that once, and I never chopped it out because I'm a dick. And I'm lazy. And Nick always remembers that I've got it still. I just haven't like gone through and made it.
Which one?
Such a slacker.
The one when Hell Acapella was in here and did all of our stuff, and I just never got to it.
We need new ones anyway. Those
Thanks
are old.
A bunch.
But they're still, we all have the same names still, Rory.
It's cool to use them.
So.
That ship has sailed.
I don't know. I'm thinking about changing the spelling
true.
Of mine.
That's true.
R-O-A-R-Y.
There's no reason
totally
to.
Rory.
Yeah. All right, resistance.
Yes, resistance.
You have all been resisting the urge to get up and leave.
Roll, is this it?
How are you guys doing?
Did you guys enjoy that market interview?
Fucking great.
All right, starting with the guy with the Cap America t-shirt on.
Kenner.
How you doing? Kenner, you're a bass player.
No.
No? Why is there a bass next to you?
That's mine.
You have two bass.
Yeah, we were trying
What's
to
What's your
see-
name?
Elijah.
He's too stupid to know how
you
to
know,
play
kiss
one.
My ass.
Well, I think it's more complicated to have to play two. All right, so what do you do, Kenner?
I'm the vocalist.
Ah, of nice. Course.
The crappy one.
Fuck you.
I can feel the love.
Oh,
okay.
God, dude. And fucking Elijah's just been like on fire in everybody's face the whole night. Well, for the show pictures, Rory,
well,
you don't know this yet, but all of them have Elijah flipping the person off.
I mean, looking at him, he's exactly that kind of guy. He looks like everybody else. He's totally normal. And then one day, wham.
Yeah.
Like
gun.
Columbine.
Post
his
office.
His car explodes while he's driving it.
Yeah.
But he did it to
Just
himself.
Trying to have a nice
right.
family photo and his finger's there.
Oh, yeah.
No, and he goes to great lengths to make sure he's the only one taken out in the explosion, but it's really big and gets a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Of course.
And then nobody even reads his manifesto. It's
right.
So sad.
You know what, bald kid?
No.
Bald kid. All right, and who do you have in Studio B with you, Rick?
Ah, the guitar players.
Cody.
Say something.
Yeah, and Eric.
Cody and
Queers.
Eric.
Batman and Iron Man.
You guys all know each other for a long time?
Yeah. Me and Eric have known each other since like the end of third grade.
Yeah.
No,
second grade for me. It was first grade
for
you.
Make up your fucking minds.
Drummer.
They can't agree.
You guys all talk to each
wow.
other familiarly.
Who's the drummer?
And
who's
the
drummer?
This is Levi.
Levi.
The douche.
Fucking faggot. He's probably the one guy who you will most likely get in a car accident
Some
with.
Inner band hate there.
So,
does that give you
a lot
like,
of antagonism?
The energy to be tough.
I'd say let's vent some of this and avoid the questions.
Okay,
and just
yeah,
go
straight,
straight
to
a motherfucking
Let's start
song.
With a song, and then we'll know what to ask them questions about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we'll hear how cool
good.
They are.
Yes, yes.
Set up. So what's this song about?
What song are we
Butterflies?
That's
Puppies
all up to you guys.
Kittens?
Should I just start one?
This one's like How I Love the Moon.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Elijah. Do your thing.
Yeah.
fuck
wow.
it.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Damn.
That was like more driving and even tasty. A touch country yeah. compared to your other shit.
Yeah.
That's stoner rock, dude.
Yeah, hella.
That's like totally driving high music.
We figured.
Driving high music, exactly.
Yeah.
No, God, Chewy always dials driving, right into right. what we all think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That transported me back to a time at the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s where the future of rock music was bright.
Yeah, and when it was okay to drive stoned.
Some good
yeah,
sludge yeah. in there, man.
Yeah.
It was heavy. Get on the highway.
Bottom in and
drive to Lovelock. Hella rip.
Fuck. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That was back. Great, dudes. Resistance. Yeah.
All right, who else was singing it. There?
That was me. The other guitar player, Cody.
Cody, all right. Wow, well done.
What
okay,
a loser.
It's pretty neat. Two singers.
Yeah.
And you don't play any instrument?
No.
What do you do on stage? Run around?
Well, yeah. he plays
Look
his
tough.
Throat.
Yeah, most of the time.
No, I mean, yeah, totally. He does his
yeah.
instrument. But
yeah, he does.
I was just wondering, like, if he played tambourine or something.
No. the electric
that would go so good.
Washboard.
Yeah, fuck you. Exactly.
Washboard
right.
would
no,
be
you
fucking
guys should
tough,
get,
though.
You should get, you
that
should
would
get
be
an
tough.
Anvil and a small, like, anvil hammer, and, like, you could just clank. Clank on it every
you
once in a while.
You could actually do some blacksmithing while you're waiting for your
yeah,
right, yeah.
Do some, make some shit while you're up there. Yeah,
I don't know a guy. You can talk to me.
Have him
and
play.
The sparks would go, and people would be all, fuck, that's so rad.
Yeah, actually
adding sparks
for
to your yeah. show somehow makes your music like 10% better without doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's so
Deadbolt.
Fucking stupid.
And no noodling. No noodling.
Yeah, Kenner. Fucking right on it.
Play the electric triangle.
Lead electric.
Oh,
triangle.
Get one of those fucking theremins, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a theremin? Rick, do you have a theremin?
No, but I've gotten to play with one before.
Do you have a Jew's harp on hand?
I do. I have an electric kazoo at home.
I know a guy with a mandolin.
Fag.
Oh, God.
Is it an Asian guy?
No, hella white.
Okay. God,
he just has nice. Every instrument hella. Known to man.
Yeah, I can't be stereotyping mandolin players like that.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't have any idea. It just
you're
came
the
out.
You're the racist on the show.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm actually the reasonable one.
No, you're the bigot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right,
about
Rick?
That.
Yeah,
come on, faggot. Take
I didn't
it, so
say
back
I,
me up, faggot.
I said nothing about disliking Asians. I think they're
the
fine people.
The bald guy's getting called gay.
by so, the really gay guy in the pumpkin orange shirt.
The when I found out about these guys from Tyrus. Like from the yeah. fuck victims of the cave
yeah
oh yeah
and Idol Smasher and Tyrus told me like I was camping with them and I when these guys came over everybody was really quiet they were so quiet and reserved these same kids right here that are like a total pain
thumping
in the ass
out.
Right now yeah they were so quiet and
just
reserved and then Tyrus when we were camping he said yeah you know I told them about you and they were gonna come to record and just because I knew they were so offensive I told them you were gay and not to say anything bad. And I was all, dude, why did you tell them that? They should just fucking act like themselves. Nothing bothers me. And so I tell them that. And then they all show up tonight. And the first fucking thing that Hezekiah says is, he just opens up the slider when we're getting stuff ready. And he opens up the slider and leans his head in and just says, Rick's a fag. And then closes the slider just like that.
Just complete non sequitur.
That's excellent. So yeah, I guess they got the message that it's really okay.
That's okay. Like, that's mine. As long as you don't beat them up.
Right. Half of us got the message.
Esenkayal,
you're an idiot.
I'm gonna kick the shit out of Tyrus. I swear to God.
Well, and he said to Levi. He said, "I told Levi because fuck, he's gonna say something awful." I thought Levi was such a polite young man. I don't know what you're talking about.
And really, I can't imagine that these guys could say anything that would like even come close to things you've actually done that I know about.
Right. Right. Well, no. And if you want the really, like, uh-oh. I was at church.
Don't
a couple,
break that out.
I was at church a few weeks ago, and it was a
allegedly.
Different church, and there was a guy there who's a friend of mine who doesn't know that I'm gay, and he just leaned over and he says, "Yeah, you know, with gay marriage going right in this country, the Lord is really going to fucking destroy this country for the way we let those horrible sodomites do it." Just fucking goes off on this rant to me, and I'm all, I just looked at him, I said, "Yeah, that's you're right. Boy, we're in trouble."
People just assume that you're as prejudiced as they are.
Right,
possible.
And then I went home and watched gay porn.
Yeah. Oh, so today I'm in the drive-through at
I went to church on Sunday too, huh?
At a fast food joint, and I don't know, this guy didn't like me the way I drove through the parking lot, but after I made my order, he's standing there yelling at me and throwing rocks in my car and calling me fucking liberal.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What kind of stickers do you have? Do you have a sticker band that's like, sticker? I'm a fucking liberal?
I don't
do
you have got one of those coexist stickers?
Fucking liberal.
Yeah, coexist.
I have a bunch of band stickers on my car. He probably didn't read a damn one of them, just saw a bunch of stickers.
Clearly
liberal.
A liberal.
Yes.
So what, did you tell him that you voted for Republicans?
I said, bye, Felicia, and rolled up my window and drove around the corner of the drive-thru to get my food. But I did say, bye, Felicia. It was a nice, heartwarming lunchtime moment.
I mean, if I looked at you, I'd figure you were a liberal. So
yeah.
Ice Cube thanks you.
And you'd be right.
And you owe him some money.
No, Rory, you were at one time registered Republican.
I'm very contextual. Yes, I've been registered Republican.
Yeah,
I've been
Rory's not like
a
solid
Rory's
libertarian.
Not. I don't know what contextual
I've
means,
never
but if it's
registered
awesome,
as a green because those guys just make themselves look bad.
Yeah, for real.
Well, you got a red shirt on right now. We're all red shirts.
Orange.
Except
red. Red.
Is that orange?
Yeah, it's orange.
Thank you, Cherry.
The lighting looks red.
My girlfriend picked it out for me and told me that's what color it was. So that's what color it is.
It looks like the color of the galaxy, which is kind of orange. Right?
Wow. I
hear that, bro.
Do you guys want to just go to another song to avoid whatever Nick's going to say next?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick's totally right. The galaxy is orange.
I drove it off the rails.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I say one fucking thing. And, all right.
No, the two of you are doing a great job. And so let's
my bad.
Redirect.
Right, yeah.
Wait. Oh, okay, all right. We're back on track.
Sorry, Rory.
All right, go ahead.
I'm
Jesus, you guys.
Totally.
Damn,
Rippers.
Dude.
Fucking awesome.
That was a hell of a
seriously man. Great movie.
How old are you guys?
19.
19.
Oldest fucking Rippers, dude.
Yeah.
Just keep doing that. Jesus.
Play lots of music in Reno over the next few years.
Yes.
You got yeah. You kids got it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, dude. Yeah.
We're listening to hundreds of bands.
I would pay a $3 to $5 tight. Cover to come see you.
That first song was so fucking stony and rad. That I prefer that kind of music, but you fucking sold me on
and
this.
Fucking driving
hardcore.
Right on.
It's really good.
No, dude, the cool thing is with them and Victims of the Cave and a couple other bands that I all got that were fresh out of high school. Mm. They weren't like my grown-up friends who were all fucked up and like stoned and drunk all the time.
Right.
They just came in and they were fucking serious.
Yet to spoil
they were,
themselves.
Yeah, they were more adult and professional than most of the people I work with. So it was really, it was
and
really kind of.
I was tainted.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys for the
And if there's anybody that knows anything about taint, it's Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I can draw you a picture.
And shoot.
Yeah,
I can draw you a map.
Familiar with
all right, Rick, it's time for my music.
Oh, are you fucking serious? We're going to go that way?
Yeah, well, I got to hurry.
Rick,
I got to get out of here.
Rick, shut up.
Rick, get off Rory's nuts.
I will never get old. Tired of it. That'll never get old hearing people say that. It's not just me. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask these boys a lot of really uncomfortable questions, and hopefully I'll get more deer-in-the-headlight looks like you, Hezekiah. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Jebediah, by the way.
I just want to say, Ezekiel is totally going to win this.
All right. First question we're going to go with Kenner here. Kenner, what is your favorite food while drunk? Oh, wait. Do you drink? No, you don't drink.
Are you straight edge?
No. He prefers dick.
All right. This is a standard question.
Imagine if you were being drunk.
Go ahead.
Right.
Answer the question.
Taco Bell.
Allegedly. Taco Bell.
And open late.
Bomb.com.
Yep. Open late.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken nice. From Elijah. That's your name right for once. Cody? Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir.
What do you like to drink?
Beer.
Or what do you like to eat when you're done drinking?
What do you like
to eat?
Okay,
great.
Bread.
Oh, God. You won't get a hangover.
Like French bread?
No, but when you may or may not have allegedly have had something to drink, what would you imagine you might want to drink when you're like just shithouse?
Greasy, horrible.
Wendy's.
You keep saying drink.
Wendy's.
You
Wendy's.
Mean eat.
Ah, oh, God.
Bread.
I need to drink something. Maybe I'm sober.
That's
my problem. Let's see. Eric. Up. Eric, what's your favorite drunk food?
Well,
drunk food.
Not.
Alleged.
Cody's already
alleged.
All right.
Wiener.
Well,
don't be a pussy.
Well, that's Wiener. What I was going to say is probably Wiener. Pussy.
Hey, good
that
man.
That is some good drunk food.
That's
would
the
be
right
cliche.
Answer because you can't get it up.
And
Levi,
yeah.
What's your favorite drunk food?
My favorite thing to eat when I'm drunk and hungover is probably Jack in the Box tacos.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. That's a confession
right
there.
Something to just destroy your belly.
I know how it feels, though.
Still 2 for $9.
When I'm drunk, it seems like a pretty good idea.
The complimentary diarrhea really puts a nice touch on it.
The next morning
it gets
runs.
You going in the morning.
Yeah. It's like coffee, but more fun.
All right, Levi, we're going to go back to you with this next question. Okay. What's the first album you ever purchased in any form, digital
with your own
or
money.
Otherwise? But you purchased
you
it yourself.
I think it was Slipknot, Iowa.
Slipknot, huh?
Mm. Okay. It's at least tough.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Eric?
To be honest, it was Joe Satriani, Surfing with the Alien.
Ooh.
I love that album.
See, all right, that's a good answer.
That is a little more style.
Yeah. Cody?
It was Black Sabbath.
Fucking A.
I could have guessed that.
Excellent
just from looking
answer.
At you.
Jeez.
Hezekiah?
I'd really have to think about that. The only one that
on
I can...
Acid.
Yeah, there you go. The only thing I can think of off the top of my head is the Black Dahlia Murders. I think it's
Faggot.
Miasma.
That's
funny.
That's an excellent fucking album. All right, Kenner.
Pretty current.
Okay, great.
album.
Kenner, wasn't it Pantera, Cowboys from Hell? You were just telling me this the other
Backstreet
day.
Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what
yeah,
was
it's
it?
It's Pantera.
All right, Pantera. Very solid answer. Yes. Solid answer.
Yes.
Some very serious young men.
So this is all from, like, you guys never switched from metal. You just went, it wasn't like you were all, like, Gloria Estefan fans, and then you went metal. No. You went metal from birth.
I grew up in a really rock and roll family.
Here's a metal question. Trapped on a beautiful desert island, who do you cannibalize first, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
Lover.
Lover.
Yeah.
No nagging.
That's right. Exactly. Shut her up for
that
good.
That shit does get old.
Judah?
I'll say my brother.
Your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Cody.
Fucking lover. You don't want to suck some dude's dick and you don't want to see your mom naked. That just doesn't work.
Wait, that wasn't that,
I've never heard that phrase that way. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Let's just, yeah, that's
oh okay.
That's how he answered.
Eric.
I was obtuse.
Lost my place.
Right, Chewbacca?
Probably so. My mother.
Your mom?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
No nagging.
Fucking sick.
I think we all want to eat.
And Levi.
Mostly because I want some pussy,
well,
but then also
I consider
I
all these dudes my brothers, so I'd eat the shit out of them.
Fuck yeah. Good answer. Good answer, Levi. We're going to stay with you. Please describing the age and circumstances of your deflowering.
Ooh.
You don't have to involve names, but where'd you lose your virginity? How old were you? Where was it? Backseat of a car, somebody's bed, a mountaintop?
Nobody believes me, but it was...
You still haven't.
No, fuck off. It was when I was like 8 in the summer of 3rd to 4th grade.
Dude, you were 8?
No,
that's
shit.
Not losing your virginity, that's being molested.
Can we just... Not skip up, this question this week, please. That was bad.
Do one when you're old enough to have pubic hair. When did that happen?
When was the next time after that?
Yeah.
When was
good
the next
question,
time
Chief.
After that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Next
week?
Probably,
yeah. The next day.
No. I mean next week from now.
Oh, yeah. Might be.
Fucking pimp, dude. 8-year-old pimp to stall.
No one believes me, but
bitch,
I was
suck
8.
My dick.
Okay, Aaron, same you question to you.
Nothing
incriminating, just age and location.
All right, well, it was senior year, I think? Senior
pussy.
It was senior year. And me and my girlfriend snuck out. Well, not really snuck out. We kind of like asked our teachers for permission to leave class. And they said yes because we were working on a mural together. Mm-hmm. We ended up going into a closet and
went to go work
fucking
on
dude
at the school.
Yeah,
awesome.
At the school closet.
Teachers never let the kids work on murals together.
Gotta get some
that's
points for
bonus
that.
Points
because they end up
answer.
Having sex.
Jesus, and you'd been with her for a while, so
yeah, about 2 years.
Oh, so that's kind of beautiful at the
that's
same
awesome.
Time.
And the first time is in the closet at the school. That's great.
Yeah, and the coolest part was we had started fucking about like a week into our relationship because we were already friends before that. So we kind of knew each other. So we just went for
score,
it.
Score. Congratulations, young man.
She won't be listening to this, but.
All right, yeah. Next.
That didn't make me feel dirty like Levi's answer.
Cody?
This one time at band camp. No, I was 16. It was my sophomore year of high school, so 16 or 17.
Right, pick up the pace, kids.
Anyway, it was at like one of my first high school parties. And
at a party? Okay.
Yeah, and I was on off with that girl for like 3 years.
He took
that.
Advantage of
all right,
some
was
man.
It in a bedroom? Was it in front of people? Was it at a car?
It was in...
Carport?
Whoever house it was their shower.
Yeah, you see, those are the details.
But
those
are the dicks that make it so no one can pee for 20 minutes. Hated that.
No one else is going to get laid. So,
right.
Okay, Ebenezer.
Okay,
never.
Well,
Scrooge.
That's all right. That actually gets more points than most you sluts.
Okay. Well, in the sixth grade, I went over to my friend Zach's house with my cousin.
Nice.
And
oh my god,
she had the greatest name ever. Her name's Righty. Okay. At first, I was sitting in the living room. It's like I didn't even know how to like jack off at first. I just grabbed it and jerked. Like I didn't know how to do it at first, and as soon as I found out, like.
I'm just
going to
bleed
totally
the rest of this show. Yeah,
I don't even know what's
story,
going on.
I'll give you 20 points for
the
it.
Point is, the point is that my right hand is my first.
Oh, gotcha.
And my own.
You beat
gotcha. Oh, you had a beer box party.
Are you guys still
we have another
all by
one
yourself.
After the show every yeah. week if you'd like to join us for the post
you can show us
wrap.
More.
Are you guys still
what?
Together?
You and your hand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think I was in 7th grade, so like 12, 13. We just walked home from... We walked to her house from the middle school, and...
Nice. Her parents work
Jesus.
Late.
Yeah. Wow.
You and Levi, where were your parents?
Actually, one time he did walk in, and I had to sneak in the closet and then run out.
Nice.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the traditional, like, just kind of Porky's, like, oh my god, they caught me!
Oh my god, the cops!
Dude, so if the dad had opened the closet, you would have just been there naked?
No, I wasn't naked. I put my clothes back on.
Hiding amongst the stuffed
animals. I'm just
like
checking
out
your closet, dude.
You were short enough, probably.
Right, exactly.
All right, next. I'm leaving something.
Oh, that was rough.
Oh, gay or ginger?
What?
Well, now that's rapid
fire. Oh, wait,
fire.
That's a rapid fire question. Shit.
Yeah. Are you on glue tonight?
I don't know what's wrong. I'm hot. I'm very hot and bothered by, I don't know.
The Amazing Metal? Just say the amazing metal.
Yes, the amazing metal.
Yeah. Sexy, muscular, black guys.
I can't even find my list of questions. I'm so lost.
You guys,
what was the first show you ever went to?
Okay.
Yeah, what's the first concert you ever saw? Start over here with Kenner.
Concert? I saw Tom Jones when I was like 10.
Fuck.
Oh, that gets this.
Dirty cocksucker.
He knows how to play this game.
Tom Jones very totally good. Has herpes, too.
Tom Jones is big pimping.
Yeah. Elijah?
When you're talking concert,
I
you mean
Tom
like
Jones
a, like
cool.
thousands of people?
What was the first show you
like
saw?
A big show. Big enough.
Fucking
like.
God.
You saw fucking God.
I think
buy tickets, too.
Five Finger Death
Punch. Yeah, probably Five Finger Death Punch at the Knitting Factory.
Nice.
That's okay.
It was really, really good.
My first was Captain and Tennille, so you both beat me.
That
so
sucks.
Far. I know.
Damn. Yeah, their answers beat your answers up.
Hell.
Yeah, new kids on the block.
Tennille
fuck
was
me.
Fucking hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was. And Captain didn't
yeah, at least you went to see a chick.
Yeah, fucking <am. laughs> And didn't care.
And a captain.
Cody.
It was a Harris.
Dude, it was George Thorogood and Buddy Guy.
Fucking A.
Wow. That's pretty rad.
That's a nice totally. Show.
Very good guitar cool. answer.
I got to meet Buddy Guy after the show, and I bought one of his straps at the merch table, and I still have it signed.
Kick ass. Sweet. Eric.
The first like small show I went to was this Pink Floyd cover band. It was pretty cool. But my first like big show, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Really fun.
That was a totally. Great show.
Levi. Yeah,
totally.
My first show was Quiet Riot, Firehouse, Cinderella, and Rat.
Damn!
Was that 1986 or
out,
what?
No, outside of the Grand Sierra.
And were you 12?
I think, yeah, I
about
remember
that,
this
yeah.
show. This, yeah, I didn't I go see
that
it, but I remember
have to
it
be
happening.
A reunion show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was way young.
Because he's not.
Those bands really were popular when I was in elementary school.
Oh, dude, totally. I still know a lot of Rat and Cinderella by heart.
Yes.
Hart never did any of that.
No,
songs.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me throw you off.
He called you a fag.
Anymore. I deserve it.
All right,
it,
let's
though.
Jump to the rapid fire, fellas.
Rapid fire.
All right, let me have this so I can get all the names right. All right. Kenner?
Yes.
Milk and cookies or whiskey and coke?
Don't be a pussy.
Whiskey and coke.
Elijah?
He doesn't mean it, though. He wants to
milk
say milk
and
cookies.
Elijah goes with milk and cookies. Cody?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Coke is in cocaine or Coke is in Coca-Cola?
That's a good answer. Eric?
milk and cookies.
Thanks. Levi?
Yes.
Fuck
oh, dude.
You.
Hey.
Nothing's better than whiskey and Coke.
Fuck all you.
All right.
Coke!
Hey,
let's go
see.
To bed. Waylon or Willie?
Oh.
Wait, what?
Fuck.
Waylon or Willie?
Who are we starting with?
The hell does that
oh, let's mean? Start with Levi.
I'd have to say Waylon.
Okay, Eric.
Willie.
Cody.
Waylon.
Elijah.
Gonna have to be a sheep and say Waylon.
All right, tiebreaker.
Kenner.
Waylon.
There you
there
go.
Winner tonight, Waylon.
Eric, you fag.
I just said it because it sounded like a penis.
Oh, God.
Harry Bush or bald? Kenner.
Bald.
Elijah.
Baldy.
Like Cody. Me.
Bald.
Eric.
Bald.
Levi.
Bald.
It's such a dumb question to ask 19-year-olds.
Well, in 70s,
so
Bush
sorry,
is not
dude.
Popular among the metal crowd.
Oh, well, I thought you were asking them about their own habits.
Though. Rick's a baldy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a baldy.
On yourselves. Go around the room. Kenner?
I don't go bald, but it's not bushy. It's trimmed.
Trimmed.
Yeah, I'm pretty hairy.
Harry.
Yeah, who would have guessed that Hezekiah wouldn't do anything down
full
there?
Full caveman, dude.
Full caveman, Eric.
I see him.
What?
Full caveman.
Levi?
I got a pretty sweet goatee going on.
Yeah. All right. Cheater, cheated, or both? Levi.
Cheated.
Eric?
Neither.
Cody?
Cheated.
Elijah?
Neither.
Kenner?
Cheated.
Fuck. So do you get your angst out in the band about that?
Pretty much, yeah.
When you get cheated on, like, that's good material to feel.
I mean, I've never had a girl.
Try
friend,
lifting
so
weights while listening to Thin Lizzy.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's not alive anymore, so I don't really get to worry about it.
Oh God, I'm not even gonna go there. Mushrooms or LSD, Kenner?
I've only tried LSD, so I'll have to go with that.
Okay, Elijah.
Mushrooms.
Oh God, imagine him on fucking mushrooms.
Cody.
LSD.
Eric.
I don't know. So I'm just gonna say mushrooms on my pizza.
Leave.
Yeah.
There you go.
LSD, so much fun.
This kid.
All right.
Right now. Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger.
Would you rather be gay or have red
Let's
hair?
Let's start with Elijah.
You know what? I naturally have red in my beard. My dad's a redhead, so I'd probably be a redhead.
Kenner?
Ginger.
It's a lot tougher of a question than you thought.
Cody?
Right.
Ginger.
Eric?
My girlfriend's ginger, so ginger, and we'd make ginger babies.
You suck.
Ew, ginger babies are the worst.
You fucked up.
Levi?
I don't think I could ever suck a dick, so
ginger. Yeah, says the kid who said he would suck a dick. You said you would suck 10 dicks for $10 million. Okay.
Fuck yeah. $10 million.
$10
million. It's only 10 dicks.
How many dicks would you like?
$1 million a dick?
There you go.
Jesus crap.
Kenner, you would suck a dick for $10
Not a bad deal.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
Hell yeah.
Jesus
Bert
Christ.
Bert or Ernie? Kenner.
Bert.
Which one's the dick?
Bert. Bert's the dick.
Bert.
But
yeah,
I heard
yeah.
Ernie's hung, so.
Ernie's the
Bert's the top.
You go with Bert, but Ernie's. All right, yeah, Cody.
Ernie's
yeah,
the fun
Bert.
One to hang out with.
That's true. Ernie.
Bernie's hung like Bert
Eric.
Ward.
Ernie.
And Levi.
Bert, because I'm kind of an asshole, too.
Yeah, you are.
You got short temper.
Little bit.
Right. He's got a short dick too.
He's a fan.
This is how we get to
and
know
a
you.
Unibrow.
Let's go. Okay. If you had to do a celebrity cruise with either Christopher Walken, Bill Murray, George Clooney, or Brad Pitt, who do you pick?
What?
Clooney, Pitt, Walken, or Murray? Go.
Murray.
Elijah.
Murray.
Cody.
Fucking Murray.
Eric.
Murray all the way.
Levi.
Christopher Walken, because he has a funny-ass voice. Jesus
There's got to be at least walking, one walking.
One walking.
Nobody's going to say Brad Pitt.
All right, metal or punk? This is a kind of dumb question.
Oh, that's a dumb
metal
question.
Metal or punk?
Yeah.
Metal.
All the way around. Go ahead.
Metal.
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 Death. All right.
Fucking metal.
Oh, what about circumcised or not?
Oh, yeah. Get to the good ones, Rick. Levi, circumcised or not?
I am.
Eric.
Yeah.
Cody.
Circumcised.
Elijah.
Uh-huh.
Kenner?
Yes.
There's right. No way Elijah's circumcised. You know that fucking
your
elephant nose your thing. Yeah.
You're right. Fucking bald.
Your last question of the night. Oh, no, wait. One more. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh,
Star Wars.
Ah, oh, fucking Star Trek.
Faggots.
Nice. Yeah.
You know what? Suck
Cody?
My dick with
Star
your face.
Wars.
With all right, your face. Eric.
Star Wars all the way.
I've never actually seen either of them, but I've seen parts of Star Wars.
He's so never seen
Star
either.
Wars.
That's so rad.
That's it.
How did you miss that? It's
rad.
Everywhere.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Have you watched Dawson's Creek and shit?
Did you see Harry Potter?
We're going to skip Elvis or Beatles because they all said Elvis, dude,
yeah,
earlier.
Got that out of the way.
Right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Unanimous. Okay, Rory, what did they win tonight?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, they have won an all-expense-paid trip to the downstairs. Right after the show, your bus will be leaving. Please don't trip on the carpet on your way out the door. Our big winner this week, though, has got to be that wacky drummer on the downstairs already.
Ooh.
Levi, he already won the prize. So it's really
what a fucking upset. I never would have guessed after that terrifying answer.
But he had a lot of other really good answers.
Jesus, keep an eye on your 8-year-olds.
I didn't see that coming.
A close second.
It was Jebediah for sure, dude.
Close second by Cody. No, he keeps looking at me creepily, so he came in fourth.
Yeah.
Who got a lower score than him?
I know where you sleep.
Kenner, he's short. I
think you rated them according to their proximity to you.
Levi gets the most.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the closer you are to me tonight, the lower
the less
your
he likes
is.
You. Right.
So Hezekiah and Kenner, fuck you both.
Anyway,
you get to play another song.
Let's have another song, and they can just show me where to stuff it with awesome music.
Yes.
I'm going to bail, so ladies and gentlemen, good night. I have to get to the open mic night. Hope I see you there. Hope we see you there every week at Job Job's Thirst Parlor.
Later, dude.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Tell him happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Hi, I have a really small penis.
That was the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Oh, yeah, that happy Halloween.
Whoa.
That's my happy Halloween-y
I'm
greeting.
A dude for a, with a small penis for Halloween.
No, I'm all about drinking pee. Oh,
what was that, Rory?
Oh.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's very sterile.
Okay, great.
Trick or treat.
Smell my feet. I peed on them.
That's not apple juice.
What are you supposed to be? I'm a pee drinker, lady. Give me the candy.
Pee drinker and a pant licker. You want me to demonstrate?
Small dick pee drinker. Hand it over.
And then he ends up fucking the couch.
Congratulations.
Hey, you don't know anything. Oh, wait. Allegedly.
That's Nessie.
Allegedly.
That's Riku.
Congratulations.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I like how Levi's the only one.
At least it was a
that.
Female couch.
So are you gone, Roy? Should I take over?
My headphones are off. I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, right. The Reverend Rory Dowd. Thank you, sir. Every week, bringing the funny and driving the ship like
talking
a champion.
Thanks, Rory.
So, yes, resistance. Jeb die on the clap.
God damn it.
Resistance.
We sometimes call him Dirty Dan.
Let's hear another song and then we'll close this fucker out.
Alrighty.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, yeah,
Rory.
Bye. Alrighty.
Bam!
Fucking
yeah.
A.
Shred.
Awesome.
Fuck you guys.
You guys do rip.
Sweet.
Thank you.
We try.
Thanks for coming in.
How many songs do you have for us anyway? Like, you do like 10, right?
No. You know what?
Rick.
I don't know if I like you that much.
Let's see what's coming up. How do people get a hold of your band and on the internet and elsewhere?
We're at
sexual.
Facebook.com/resistancereno. You can find us there.
Sexually.
You guys got any shows coming up?
Yeah, we got one December 4th at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hella cool.
Is it like you and like 10 other people or just?
We have no idea.
Are you the headliner? Do you know?
No, we're just opening as of right now.
So you could be opening for like Pink Floyd for all you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Pantera.
Oh, you'd be a great pick for Pink Floyd.
Wait,
I don't think Pink Floyd would be playing at the Navy Factory.
I think you're an idiot.
I think Pink Floyd's dead for one thing.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't know. Nobody told me.
Yeah, Roger Waters just did The Wall by himself, recently or something.
I do The Wall by myself sometimes.
I just watched The Wall again recently, man. What a great movie.
I haven't seen that since I was on acid and a teenager.
Check it out. It's really pretty deeper story than it is when you're a teenager high on LSD.
I remember being a bad trip.
Yeah, it's because, you know what, it's a real depressing story.
It's a really depressing movie.
Yeah, it's
right?
not, I mean, it was funny to watch when you're high or whatever back then, but
yeah, if
it's a lot deeper than that.
Watch it like a play, you know?
Yeah.
Like, watch it.
Dude's dad died. It was World War II, and then his mom's overbearing, and then he has problems with his lady, and then he shaves his eyebrows off, smashes up a hotel room, tries to kill himself, has a bad trip.
Fucking
not
Chewy.
To ruin the movie for you.
But Chewie's not going to.
And then he ends up fucking the couch.
He does. He fucked the shit out of that couch.
That's The Wall, ladies and gentlemen.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
I don't think there was any black people in The Wall, was
well,
there?
Well, there were when the Nazi party showed up with the hammers and shit.
Oh, that's awful.
Remember that? Yeah.
Poor black people.
Yeah. And homos and women and just they were doing
whatever.
Yeah,
the Nazis didn't like people.
Homos, Rick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. No, I would have gone to the back of the oven.
I know.
Yeah, I bet you would have, you weirdo.
Right.
Loves it in the back.
You're Republican.
Ooh, shit. He called you gay, fool.
Face faggot.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Did I call you gay already?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But keep reminding me because I forget sometimes.
You're a fag.
You're a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sad. Dude, that's a bad combo.
No, for real.
Rick's
I can get lynched anywhere.
Good motherfucker, yeah.
It's like hide in plain sight. Right. We are living in 2015, folks. This is awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with your math there, Nick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so get a hold of Resistance on the Facebook. Yeah. You can
check
do that.
Out. They fucking rock. I'd like to see them live sometime.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Go
December
4th. The,
yeah.
The old Knitting Factory there downtown. December 4th. Also, go see the Offbeat Fest coming up in like a week from when this comes out. It'll be on the 5th through the 8th. I know on the 6th, I'm going to just advertise my shit. I'll be at Jub Jub's at 7:30. And then later on at 11:30, you'll be playing with Fat Couch Reunion Show. For all old motherfuckers in your 30s and 40s, come on out and see us. Youngins don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You lost me.
At this offbeat thing you're talking about, who's playing?
There's 90 bands, man.
Oh,
Merkin, who we had on the phone, is going to be playing.
Okay.
Elephant Rifle's playing. Uh-huh. The Atomics are playing. Schizopolitans are playing.
It really takes less time to list who's not playing.
Are you shitting me?
The Shames.
The Shames. Yeah, I mean, there's just a shit ton of local bands.
Asshole.
Cranium.
You can't do shit without your balls.
Yeah.
Piss.
Elephant Rifle.
Karma's in there too. Right?
Karma.
So go check that out, everybody. And
I don't give a fuck.
What do you got this going on this weekend, Chewbacca?
My daughter's turning 4, so we're having 30 people at my house
for
a big old birthday party. Yep.
Happy
got
birthday.
Family coming into town, staying at the house and everything.
Well, happy birthday, Allison.
Yep. That's happy
awesome.
Birthday, baby. Love you.
4?
Yep. 4. Damn. When we started doing this podcast, my wife wasn't even pregnant yet.
Yeah, I remember when that all started.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Well, I don't remember when it started. I wasn't there when it started.
No, you weren't there when that started.
He's in the closet.
The Manor Motor Lodge in Elko.
Hey, Cody. No.
Elijah, punch yourself
in the forehead.
Elijah.
Do it.
Fat kid.
Do it.
They said that he'd punch himself anywhere if we told him to.
Yeah. No, that is not.
And if anybody on the show deserves to get hit, it's him.
You know what?
No. We don't do dumb violence, especially self-violence.
Nobody gets punched on the show.
Do it.
Dude. Baldy.
It'll make everyone uncomfortable.
Dude,
so do
I like.
Do
it. Care. Hey, Cody.
Fuck you.
You're fat.
Eliza. Hey, Rick, I can't wait for the pumpkin party.
What do you got going on,
oh,
Rick?
Oh, pumpkin
carving
today.
Tonight.
The day that the show comes out is the annual pumpkin carving party at the studio. So, and it's the first party at the new house. So that's terribly exciting. We're going to slaughter a bunch of pumpkins and be done by midnight.
Very, very cool.
Thursday. So if you know where the studio is, come to the studio.
Yeah,
if
you're
cut a pumpkin.
Friends with
if you don't know where
water,
the studio is,
by.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't mean that. It's okay that you
don't. No. I was just trying to help Rick out.
They're just friends I haven't met yet.
Chewing. All right, well, then, with that, I'm going to close the show by saying thanks for coming on, Resistance. Killer fucking music. We're going to have you play a song or two on the outro.
Yeah.
I just want to thank Rick and Chewbacca and Rory, too, and all our listeners, and say thanks for listening. Rory loves you, and life is short, so have a good time.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Fuck.